everybody. Our thanks to Kayla and the great interview that she just did. We had an hour with her, and that whole interview is now up at our site at WoWo on Facebook, and you can go there or go to WoWo.com, find the Pat Miller program page, and you can listen to the full hour of that. But here is the person that was responsible for her being able to be down there. It's Congressman Jim Banks, or Congressman, as Kayla put it, she now views you almost as a cowboy, so you are now Cowboy Jim Banks. I didn't know if you were aware of that.
I wasn't aware of that. Was she talking about me getting the car unstuck out of the mud?
I'm picturing the escort running down the road to try to go get help, and you hop behind the wheel, and these two young ladies from WoWo push you out.
That's right. They were pushing, but Pat, I mean, there is a benefit to growing up in Indiana and knowing how to drive on in the snow.
That's exactly right.
Car unstuck out of the snow. It's the same technique when you're getting unstuck out of the mud. So
yeah.
It
yeah.
all worked out.
Yeah. We talked to her about, of course, she had the same difficulty you did in that you had a bit of a problem with your plane in Houston getting to McAllen. Her problem was in Dallas, but you all ended up down there. And after the dinner and the bit of the briefing that you all had, you and Kayla and Jess from here, and then your guide and maybe one or two others, you went ahead and went to the border, and you were out there late night before last, and probably got a better picture of what life is like down there on the border in reality, rather than just what is spoon-fed us to sometimes on the mainstream media.
That's right. This is my third trip to the border. I've been to the border in Arizona. I've been to the border in the Del Rio station region in Texas, south of San Antonio. But, Pat, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, when Kayla and I and others were driving up and down the dirt road along the border, these migrants were coming out of the bushes regularly with young children, women, traveling a long way to get there, and then walking up the road to turn themselves into the Border Patrol agents. Just never seen anything about it. I mean, I'm sure Kayla told you about the young kids. I mean, at one point we came upon a group that we thought was a family unit, a couple of women,
right,
some children, then two very small children. And after they walked down the road and turned themselves in, one of the people with us spoke in Spanish to this group, and they weren't related. They
right.
were from two or three different countries. And the 4 or 5 year old girl and the 5 or 6 year old boy, turns out that they were all alone. Both of them were all alone, and this group of women and kids picked up these small children along the way and brought them the rest of the way with them to take care of them. It just shows you how heartbreaking it is. I mean, that's just one example that we witnessed. How many times is that happening every single day? The other thing, I don't know if Kayla told you about the wristbands. I
mean, she brought some in. In fact, I put a picture of them up on our website. They had these bracelets.
Yes.
The coyotes and the mafia, the thugs down there, put around these kids. And then as soon as the kids come across the border and deliver their drugs or whatever they're delivering for them, all at once somebody on this side cuts the bracelets off, and then they tell them, go down the road, go find the white bus, and they're on their own at that point.
Yeah, Pat, they were littered all over the ground. I mean, you'd see hundreds of them along the border, along the road. They were everywhere because every single migrant who comes across the border has gotten there because of the cartel. I mean, that's the untold story here. As we've given up control of the border, the cartel now owns the border. The cartel controls the border, not the United States of America, not our Border Patrol, because the Biden administration has ceded control of the border to the cartels, and the cartels are making billions of dollars to transport drugs and traffic people across the border. Every single one of them, every man, woman, and child is coming across the border, has paid $5,000, $10,000 or more to the cartel to be able to do it. And that's the real story. That's the story that's not being reported, and it's all because of Joe Biden's policies, the ending catch and release, and stopping Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. It's all because of that we've given up control of the border, and we have a real humanitarian crisis there, unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Am I probably right when I say that a week ago, when Kamala Harris returned from her famed visit to the border in El Paso, that when she came back and debriefed her president, it was probably a little different than the debrief that Kayla Blakeslee might have given the president were she asked, because they saw two completely different borders.
They did. I mean, Vice President Harris didn't actually go to the border. I mean, she went to the city of El Paso. I think she went to one of the Border Patrol stations and was briefed there. But she didn't go and see what we saw. And that, by the way, she was hundreds of miles away from where we were in McAllen, which is the hot spot.
Because right.
What we saw, and the imagery, by the way, Pat, of Donald Trump and Governor Abbott on a stage in front of the Trump border wall that's completed next to a section that has been left uncompleted, that's a powerful image that tells you about where we stand today. When Joe Biden got into office, he immediately signed an executive order to stop construction of the wall. And one thing that we saw, and one of the reasons that we got stuck in the mud, is we were on our way back to a construction site where there's material everywhere that you and I and the American taxpayers paid for already. We paid these construction companies to build the wall, but when Joe Biden signed the executive order to stop construction, the material is all over the ground, and you have large sections of the wall that have been left unbuilt next to sections of the wall that are built. And that's the image that Donald Trump was there to draw attention to. We've given up control. We've given up altogether taking care of this of the crisis at the border. And the Biden policies are a magnet, telling people you can come to America illegally, and you're going to be released into the United States, not sent back to where you came from. That's just an invitation for millions of more to come here illegally. We've already had 1 million migrants come illegally over the border since Joe Biden became president. And I would continue to be a million. It would be a million migrants a month if the cartels weren't completely controlling the process. But this is going to continue to get worse if we don't come to our senses and do something about it and return back to the policies that worked on Donald Trump's watch.
Now, let me ask you this, because I know that you were able to be there at the border, and Kayla gave good record of that. In fact, folks, remember, a lot of her video journalism is now up at our Facebook page for WoWo 1190, and you can see a lot of her reporting there. I know that you also had a roundtable while you were down there, Congressman. But at the end of the day, I'm going to throw it out there and tell me where I'm wrong. I think it is more than important than ever that next year the Republicans in the midterm win back control of both houses, so that we could at least to some degree hamstring what this administration is able to do. Then 2 years later, let's get a conservative Republican back in the White House and not fritter it away the way we did the first 2 years of the Trump administration, because we need to stop doing our border security by way of executive order, and we need to do it by way of legislation with presidential signature, so that the next president just can't come in and willy-nilly just undo it. This yo-yo back and forth makes us look like idiots before the world, and it confuses people like the young children and their parents that you saw down there on the border in the middle of the night. It causes mass confusion. Their lives are at risk because of the way this administration is doing foreign policy.
You're exactly right. Every single Border Patrol agent that I've spoken to this trip and any other trip will tell you that this was under control on Donald Trump's watch. It's out of control on Joe Biden's watch. And they see this come in 4 or 8 year cycles. And the Obama administration, the way that they enforced or didn't enforce election law or immigration laws at the border, Pat, resulted in a crisis that Donald Trump inherited. Donald Trump fixed that crisis. Now we're back to the drawing board, even in a worse way than it was under Obama on Joe Biden's watch. So you're right. But when we get control back, when we win back the majority, I think we're going to win back the majority in a landslide election in 2022. We've got to push the Biden administration to act, to force him to pass laws that would force his hand to enforce the laws that are on the books and return back to the policies that we know that work.
We got a minute and a half left. We're talking to Congressman Jim Banks, and you today are here with us, as always, at WoWo 1190 AM 107.5 FM, but also broadcasting today on 95.3 MNC up in South Bend in the greater Michiana area. So let me ask you, the president was down there, you spoke with him, he had his rally, he had everything he did there on the border, pointed how the current administration is failing. I'll just ask you flat out, 3 years from now, is Donald Trump running for president?
I don't know. I mean, he's certainly more active today, right now, than the current president is, Pat. I mean, he's getting out and doing things and holding rallies again. I mean, he was always active when he was president. I'm warm to the idea. I mean, if he does run, he's going to clear the field, and I think he's going to win handily in 2024 if he does run. I mean, he talked a little bit about it on the stage. We did a private show with Sean Hannity last night. Many of your listeners might have tuned in and watched Sean Hannity on Fox last night, and we got to hear from him for an hour, and he did talk about leaning toward running in 2024. And Pat, I can't think of a we've never had a president who is as good as President Trump was on immigration, on the border, on national security, on a whole host of a lot of other issues. And that's why I say he's the most effective president of my lifetime. I miss him in the White House, and I'd love to see the day where he's back in the White House again.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I'm hoping that this is really where we're heading as a country for the sanity of our lives and for the future of our children. There needs to be a change, and, you know, I think you agree with me, but some who are listening may not. I don't know any other way that we salvage our nation as we know it today. For your time today, thank you so very much, Congressman. Thank you for making a way for us to be down on the border and for making sure you and your staff, David Keller, is one of the greatest chiefs of staff in all of Washington for any office. And he made sure that Kayla was safe and good, as well as her photographer. But thanks for all that you did. I look forward to the time that you and I are together next time. But for your time today, Congressman, thank you so very, very much.
Thank you, Pat. Thanks to WoWo for covering it. It's really important.
Podcasts by Federated Media.